that imam vivasati yuvam pratvanaham. This science of Bhagavad Gita, I spoke to the sun god millions of years ago. By the calculation, it is 40 million of years ago. Now, who will believe that the Krishna spoke this Bhagavad Gita 40 million of years ago to the sun god? Who will believe that? They will say, mythology. So where is the faith in Bhagavad Gita and faith in the words of Krishna? Understanding Hamlet without Hamlet.
Then from the very beginning you spoil it. So what is the meaning of preaching Bhagavad Gita? If you do not accept the direction of the author, then what right you have got to say that you have understood Bhagavad Gita? No, that is not false. That is not the problem. You cannot interpret Bhagavad Gita. If you want to preach Bhagavad Gita, you must preach what Krishna has said. If you have got a different philosophy, you can say differently. You don't cheat people that you take Bhagavad Gita and interpret in your own way and cheat others and be cheated yourself. You cannot do that.
For example, Tilak Maharaj.
Tilak maybe, Gandhi maybe, whoever maybe. But the point is that you have to understand Bhagavad Gita according to the direction of the author. Because you are Mr. Tilak or Mr. Gandhi, you can do everything on Bhagavad Gita.
No, no, that's not the idea. But there are different types of.
Now, how there can be different types of? Let me explain. Just like the Bhagavad Gita begins, dharma kshetri kuru kshetri samaveta adhiyuttava. So dharma kshetri kuru kshetri, how you can interpret in a different way? Kurukshetra is already there.
Now that's true.
But how you can interpret Kurukshetra means this, Kurukshetra means that? You cannot do that.
Well, but who is to decide as to what exactly is the meaning?
Well, exactly the meaning is there.
Literally.
Yes.
But
the thing is, interpretation is required when you cannot understand. This is a stick. Everyone knows this is a stick. So I say, here is a stick. Then if you say, no, I do not accept this stick. So what is that interpretation? Everyone knows it is stick. Similarly, Kurukshetra means that big place is still existing. And in the Vedic Shastra it is ordered. Kurukshetri, Dharmajaya, you go from time immemorial. It is a place of pilgrimage. Even Krishna, during solar eclipse, Krishna with his family, he came there, Jagannath. The ceremony is that, Ratha Yatra. Because Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra came in the same chariot. That is being performed. So Kurukshetra, Dharmakshetra, at least 5,000 years ago, the system was that people used to come to Kurukshetra as a place of pilgrimage, Dharmakshetra, and Kurukshetra, the place is there, and the Mahabharata history, the two family members, the Kuru and the Pandava, the fought, the battle of Kurukshetra took place. These things are evidence why there is need of interpretation.
No, there is no difference in this.
That is the first thing.
Some points are very clear.
Every point is very clear. In the Bhagavad Gita, every point is very clear. Unless you interpret it in a wrong way.
Swamiji, I had one question. What we were discussing just before you came, whether there is need and possibility of coordination of work between different institutions or work.
But how can we coordination?
That is the question.
If you interpret in your own way, he interprets in his own way, he interprets in his own way, then where is coordination? Best thing is that take Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then there will be coordination. Why you should interpret? You have no right to interpret on the words of Bhagavad Gita.
But Swamiji, you have also written so much literature on this. That is an interpretation.
No, that is not interpretation. That is explanation. Interpretation, if I change Kurukshetra into something else, that is interpretation.
No, that nobody wants to do.
That is Minka.
It is explanation.
That is Minka.
Now,
I need to say, instead of collecting so many hundreds and thousands of literature on the Bhagavad Gita, why not take Bhagavad Gita as it is? That is the
basic one.
That is the basic
one.
Kurukshetra's historical fact, Mahabharata means later India. And that is itihas. It is called itihas. So itihas, if you don't believe that there was any battle in the Kurukshetra, then you be cried in the history. Then how you can put it wrong with this idea of
law? This controversy is not there as far as this discussion is.
Every point you take, Bhagavad Gita, it is clear. It is clear. There is no need of interpretation. That is the first thing. If you interpret, you spoil the whole thing. Because interpretation is required when things are not clear. If everything is clear, why should we interpret?
Basically,
there
is
no
opinion.
No, it is the explanation.
The explanation, you cannot explain. The Kurukshetra means this. Dharmakshetra means this. Pandava means this. Why? Take Sanskrit. Take Sanskrit. Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, why do not require to go any other language. Take Sanskrit. Kurukshetra is clear. Dharmakshetra is clear. Pandava is clear. Then why should we interpret?
But when there is a translation,
why not? Take this particular part. Everything. Then there is a chance. But please do not try to judge and show your Buddhism. If there is such chance that by translating the whole thing will be changed, then what is the use of such translation?
Basic text is Sanskrit.
Yes. Then if possible, learn Sanskrit, then read the If there is such chance that by interpretation the whole thing will be this practice would be strong. If you want to preach Bhagavad Gita, and if you want to preach your own philosophy through Bhagavad Gita, don't do this cheating one. You preach your philosophy, you are at liberty, you can preach any philosophy, right? But don't say Bhagavad Gita and do this
wrong.
That's my thought. That is being done. That is being done. So therefore, instead of studying, collecting so many literature, why not take Bhagavad Gita as it is and preach it? And then as evidence, the proof is because these rule all over the world. Before me, for 200 years, there was preaching of Bhagavad Gita. Not a single person began. This is the history of the Bodhya Krishna. Now you see, thousands. Why? Because there is no interpretation. There is no interpretation. Krishna says, I am the Supreme. Matta parataram nanna. Who we are present in, here is God. We are searching after God. Here is God. And they are accepted. They never ask, what is Krishna? How they are accepted? Because it is the real thing. There is no interpretation. They are not Hindus. They are not born in India. How have they remember? Krishna has come, Yatsila. Sikha, Putra, and they have given their past having, no illicit sex. Because you cannot understand Krishna unless you are free from all sinful activities. And one who is sinful, he cannot understand Krishna. No anadushitana mura prabhadante maana. We test. We test like this. The Krishna says this, that anyone who does not surrender to Krishna as the Supreme Lord is under these four groups. Duskidina, Nura, Naradhama, Maya, opposite of that. That's it. We are fools and dusters. We have no much education. But you take Krishna's word, that here is a fool, here is a sinful man, here is a Naradham, here is Maya. So unless you pitch to this point, that we shall preach Bhagavad Gita as Krishna says, then there is no meaning of it. You are misled, you will miss the battle. But if you take Bhagavad Gita as it is, as Krishna says, then it is real. If you are not prepared to do that, then however may combination, or coordination and interpretation and thousands of literature, there is that will be zero. This is practice.
No, we did not discuss any differences. We take it as we...
No, if there is no difference, then why there are so many interpretations of Bhagavad Gita?
No, different words.
दूध है दूध दीजिए उसमें तीन घड़ा पानी मिला के तुम क्या लगा
इसमें फर्क होता है जैसे मैं तो पूछ रहा हूँ आपसे अभी छुटपन में हम लोगों ने गीता रहस्य पढ़ा तिलक महाराज
देखिए नहीं मैं जवाब देता हूँ कि छुटपन में भगवद गीता पढ़ने का योग्यता नहीं हम कहते हैं आप छुटपन में गीता कहीं देख लिया वो आप समझ लिया बाकी भगवान कहते हैं इमंग राजर्ष होगी ये राजर्ष के लिए मूर्ख के लिए नहीं है छुटपन में तो मूर्ख रहता है उसको दो कुछ समझा दीजिए वो समझा तो उसको सिखाना चाहिए भागवत धर्म को मानव आचरित प्राप्त धर्मान भागवत तो भागवत धर्म क्या है इसको आप जहां मालूम है भागवत धर्म बोली तो कौमार वाले ये नहीं है कौमार है इसी की ओर समझ जाए उसको समझाने पड़ेगा हाँ तो वो भागवत धर्म तो वही तो भगवान सिखा रहा है जो मैं भगवान हूं सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं ये भागवत हमने तो भगवान को बोलने का क्या जरूरत है कि सर्वधर्मान पुरुष तक और तो धर्म है ही नहीं, भागवत धर्म ही धर्म है। हाँ तो समझाना किसी भी बोलता है जो पहले आप समझिए तभी तो समझाएंगे। नो मनी सारी दिन दैट्स ऑल नाइट बट इफ यू वांट टू प्रीच भगवत गीता यू हैव टू डू लाइक दैट। I don't say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I say Krishna. Why you misunderstand? Don't talk like that. I don't say that. Why you misunderstand? Don't disturb me that. I don't say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why you are thinking Chaitanya? You are thinking. I say what Krishna says. You do that. Though why you should go to so many leaders? Why not go to the supreme leader Krishna? If you explain the reason, but interpretation, I
will say. There is a difference between interpretation and explanation.
Yeah.
That is the basic thinking of it. And I think he has made a very clear that as far as interpretation of Gita is concerned, that should not be done. That should be taken Gita as such, by itself. And our thinking should not be imposed on Gita as thinking or Krishna saying. Explanation, of course, we can do when we go to the people. That is his point of view. This is very well put and said. But then, Swamiji, as we have little time and we want your valuable guidance, and that is regarding the
point. Well, I mean, the guidance is already there. There are what Krishna says, you say.
No, that is all right. Now we go further. Yeah. At an organization level, Swamiji President has told you what we have discussed in the morning. Now we want to know your views on those points which we have discussed.
Sir, what is the first point? Collect all available materials and survey all institutions in India and abroad who are doing work based on Bhagavad Gita so that we will have completely up-to-date library.
So I say, what is the need of collecting? Well, Bhagavad Gita, you have what?
Need for information.
Whatever may say, just listen to Bhagavad Gita. Take information from Bhagavad Gita. What others have said, so nothing to do.
So others can explain. Now, for example, we should have all the literature published by you. We should have literature, all the literature on Gita published by
others. Then there is no limit. There are so many, 600,000 interpretations. Then your life will be spent for collecting.
If I want to go to Bombay, I must have correct handwriting, not a false
handwriting. That therefore I say, what Krishna directs, the evam parampara praptam imangalayajate. Parampara means to hear the truth from the spiritual mind. He takes it. Krishna Arjuna accepted when he was puzzled whether to fight or not to fight. He accepted Krishna as guru. Shishrasriya. Now I don't want to talk or argue with you, because as soon as you become a Shishya, you have to accept the statement of the Guru. That is the relationship between Guru and Shishya. You cannot talk with Guru on the same level. No. Whatever Guru says, you can. Otherwise, don't touch a guru. Don't make a passion of making guru. Just like keep a dog. Guru, first of all, you have to select guru. Sadhvidhi, paripatena, paripasnena, sevaya. You have to select such a person where you can fully surrender. So Krishna is accepted by what you like that. Shishrasriya, Adhima. I'm proven. I'm surrendered to you. This is the first instance. That means whatever he says, and he at last he says, Sarvameta Mritang Manne, Jadvata Sutra. This is it. Not that he makes Katsha. That is the process. Here is the parampara. Krishna is teaching Arjuna, and Arjuna is accepting Sarvamitamritamvarti. There is no kaksha. What about yourself? Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Parama. You are saying that you are the Supreme, Param Brahma. I accept it. This is Param. So we have not seen Krishna talking, but he wants that there. So Arjuna has accepted Krishna as the Param Brahma. I accept Krishna as the Param Brahma. That is good. So, first of all, we have to accept by the parampara system, formal parampara is sakalina yoganastha parampara. That parampara is now law, Krishna says. Therefore, I am speaking to you again, the same old way. Purapa. Not that new. Purapa. And now you take how Arjuna has accepted. Arjuna said, Sarvamitam. Many Amara Manmati many are the Kakshat. That is that, Bhagavad Gita is telling. Say, Parampara Sita, you try to understand Krishna as Arjuna has understood, that is Parampara. Otherwise, it is Siddha. There is no meaning. If anyone has accepted the parampara system as Arjuna has understood, then he can speak on Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise he has no right to speak anything on the earth. That is the parampara system. But All India Conference, it is not for mass understanding.
So among workers.
There, Krishna says, Tadjadasarati Sreshtha. Sreshtha Vekti. The leaders of the society. Rajas, politicians. Not ordinary politicians. Raja and Nishi. He must be just like Maharaja Nishi. Maharaja, Parikshit, Rao Ramchandra, Maharaja Ambari, they are Rajas. They are centric persons, but they are governed. Such persons should understand. Jagjad Asarati is Sreshtha. Tattadeva Ikari. It is Sreshtha person, understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not for a mass understand. Because Manasaram Sahasya Sukhasti Jadati Siddhaya Jatatama Visidhyaran Kosti Bhishti Vahanta. This is not for Arjuna. You cannot make a mass meeting and pass the resolution and you understand Krishna. It is not like that. You know, workers must be also very sreshtha, not ordinary workers. He must understand Krishna. Then he can preach. If he talks foolish, what kind of preaching? That is nothing. So if you want to preach Bhagavad Gita, find out the sreshthas of the country. Sit down and try them. Not that a mass conference, a big meeting, and people resolution and pass and everything is done.
That is not
select. That's why we are all selected and prepared. We are tough. If you understand, then you can preach, unless. But if you do not understand what is Bhagavad Gita, how to understand Bhagavad Gita, what is Krishna, Krishna says that Manushanam sahasyesu kosti jatati siddhaya. Jatatama visidhyanam kosti jeti maam taprata. To understand Krishna is not so easy job. First of all, one has to become siddha. not only to become Siddha, Jatatamavi Siddhyana, even one is Siddha, it is very difficult for him to understand. Tattva. What Krishna needs to understand is not so easy. And again he said, he explained, that Bhaktamavijanati Javan Jasyami Tattva. Only the devotees can understand. It is not the business of the Kodis, Janis, Dodis. He has simply specified Bhaktya, Bhaktosi, Piyosi. When he wanted to instruct Arjuna was a householder, a Kshatriya, not even a Brahman, not a Vedanti. The question may be why he selected Arjuna to bring Bhagavad Gita, which is so old and scientific. But that Krishna says, Bhaktoji. So without being Bhakta, nobody can understand Bhagavad Gita. And again he confirmed, Bhaktyamavijanati, Javan Jatshantam. If you interpret Bhagavad Gita in a different way, karma, jnana, yoga, you never understand. So these things are there. So, to understand Bhagavad Gita, one has to become a devotee, pure devotee, not because he is a learned scholar, he is a big politician, or a big yogi, or a big jnani. No, that's not. Because he plainly said, Bhaktyamavajana, Javana Jasyami Tattva. If you do not understand Krishna Tattva, what he is, then he will, it is natural, he will interpret in his own way, in your own philosophy, and that will not be the true thing of God. It will be jnana, yoga, karma, or other things it may be. But it is not Bhagavad Gita. You have to receive it through the parampara system. The parampara system is clear, as Arjuna understood. You have to take it, and if you pray, that will be your thing. Are you? My idea, then I become one of you. So I don't want that. I say, I am foolish man. I have no idea. What about Krishna says, that is your idea. That's it. He is like a child. He speaks the words of his father. The father, child asks, Father, what is it? The father says, it is sick. Then the child says, Sir, it is sick. So that is correct. He may be a child. Because he received the word of the father. Don't you think Bhagavad Gita that the foolish civilization is already ruined and it is finished?
हर क्षेत्र में जो जैसा काम कर रहा है वो गीता का लाभ मिला है।
बोले गया कि हम गीता एक काम कर रहे हैं, हम तो गीता समझ रहे हैं। स्पेशल राजन वेद ऑफ दी गवर्नमेंट खुद वो जारी कर सकता है, उसको करना पड़ेगा बायलेंस भी सकता है। एक राजा का हुक्म है, कोई राजा मस्ती करे देन ही हुक्म मिली करे जनपू के लोग अंगीत राजा के रस कर देन वाली
चीज। इसका मतलब हुआ कि आज के जमाने में पिता का स्थान ही नहीं रहा
ना। स्थान खूब है, देखिए सब फॉरन कंट्री से लेता है, सब डर गया है, हमारा सिविलाइजेशन खत्म कर।
महाराजा कहाँ आपको मिला
है? राजा का ना पब्लिक आजकल तो डेमोक्रेसी है, पीपल आर टूल्स एंड डस्ट राजा और पूल एंड डस्ट सभी सभी बड़ा उत्सक खड़ी संस्कृत पुरुष भागवत होता है। जो जो डेमोक्रेसी है जो कुछ नहीं है ये सब बिरबरा उत्सक खड़ी संस्कृत पुरुषक होती एक सौ माने कुत्ता और भी बड़ा माने सुअर सभी बड़ा उच्च ये जनल और खड़ा माने गधा ये सब एक किले किया। तो क्या होता अगर कुत्ता इज ऑल्सो अनदर प्रोसेस उसमें क्या फायदा
ये है कि गीता के समय जो एक पद्धति थी ना जो महर्षि थे देवर्षि थे वो पद्धति इस वक्त तो नहीं है।
तो उसके लिए गांधी को समझाने होगा ये कोई आर्गुमेंट।
जनता आम जनता को भी संदेश गीता का है कि नहीं है सवाल है।
आम जनता की जरूरत ही नहीं,
जरूरत नहीं है तो क्या जो आज हो रहा है वही चलेगा ना? भ्रष्टाचार झूठ द्रव्याचार सभी चलेगा।
आम
संदेश है क्या?
आम जनता जो है लीडर होता है,
सभी है आजकल।
तो फिर तो क्या दिक्कत
है? कौन किसको लीडर है?
तब तो क्या दिक्कत है? तब तो गीता पूछा तो कोई बात ही नहीं। ताकि जो लीडर है वह अगर जो जैसे आप लोग का लीडर है तो आप लोग पहले समझिए फिर आप लोग समझिए उसमें काम।
ये ठीक है कि कुछ लोग अच्छी तरह समझ फिर समझा
जो लीडर
है जो उसके
अच्छा राइजे जो गीता समझने के पद्धति क्या है किस तरह समझा जाता है फिर वो समझा ये और ये भगवान कहते हैं वो राघव स्वरूप जब राम आते तो जी श्रेष्ठ सत्ता नहीं वो इधर ही देना
पता है ना। समझाने वाला योग्य हो अपने जीवन में उसने अनुभव किया हो अमल किया वो ही समझा सकेगा।
हाँ
अरे कोई रहता ही
बाधा है हमारा कहना है जो आप लोग जो सब कंट्रीजर पर फिर आप लोग समझे फिर काम बन नॉट बाय जो कोई आ गया बहुत आपने ऐसे इंटरप्रिटेशन लगा दिया
चेष्टा नहीं होना चाहिए।
सीधा अगर कान में है तो चीटी लगा दे तो कैसे समझे? भगवान स्वयं कहते हैं जब मतलब बढ़कर हम ना तो सीधा सीधा कृष्ण से बोल रहे हैं जान से बढ़कर का कोई है तो ये सच्ची है कि नहीं तो समझे। भगवान तो बोल दिया तो मतलब बढ़कर हम ना इन चीजों से मुझसे बढ़कर कोई अथॉरिटी है ही नहीं। अब लीडर लोग समझे बात सुन भी जो बोल रहा है अथॉरिटी है ही बस हो गया। देखिए एक और भी समझ सकते हैं हम कहते हैं जिसमें कोई मुश्किल नहीं है वो हम लोग डिटर्मिन कर नहीं इसको हम नहीं बोले हमारा मत हो मुश्किल तो हुआ। हम बड़ा विद्वान है हम बड़ा पॉलिटिशियन है हम जो समझा देंगे वो उसे जाना भगवान स्मृति जब दे रहे हैं जब मतलब पड़ता है नान ना क्यों नहीं लेता भगवान तो हो रहा है मैं डाल दो को दो ढाई है भगवान हो रहा है कि हमसे बढ़कर कोई है नहीं आप लेते हैं इसको तो दीजिए तो फिर ये तो कोई झगड़े की बात सरल तो है इसको छोड़ कर के इधर उधर पता नहीं चला
वृंदावन का नया वृंदावन जैसे काम कर भारतवर्ष में ना कहा स्वामी जी अपने वृंदावन में भारतवर्ष में क्या हाल है वहां तो आपने बिल्कुल एक नया
नहीं यूरोप अमेरिका में आई बट सो मेनी ग्रांटेड आयोजन आप लोग कर रहे हैं गुरु
गुरु
कभी हो रहा है हम 10 वर्ष पहले इसको यूरोप में वेरी हैप्पी गांव में रहो वो पालन करो और अपना हमारा इंटरनेशन नहीं है भगवान खुद बोल रहे हैं कि अल्लाह भवन की जी का अन्न पैदा करो और अन्न पैदा करने के लिए गो रक्षा जरूरी किसी गो रक्षा का सबसे जरूर है आप फिल्म में देखेंगे बड़ा शुक्रिया वो लोग बोलता है नेस्टी सिटी में जा रहे थे उसका सिटी लाइव हमारा सिटी लाइव हमारा सिटी उनका तो हमें कुछ ही नहीं है उनका सिटी लाइव है वो भी वो पसंद नहीं करते
हैं
लाख रुपया दीजिए जब तुम्हारा माँ बाप का पास नहीं जाए
Yeah.
अर्जुन बात
और भगवान को समझने के लिए भगवान खुद भक्ता माम भी जा रहा ये तो नहीं बोला बहु नाम जन्म नाम से ज्ञानवान मान तो बंद ये सब बात
Gracias.